So the other day on my Facebook, I made this post about how we shouldn't let what other people think bother us so much. Because, well, frankly, this world has gone way too sensitive over things that really aren't that big of a deal. I mean, it's gotten so bad that if I was to make fun of myself, someone would probably get offended. It's like this video I watched said that eventually we're probably going to become the United States of I'm sorry. So true. I just don't get why people let so many things bother them when really it shouldn't, like, affect them. So you feel a certain way. So you believe a certain way. Or you are a certain way. Dress a certain way. Good for you. If someone don't like it, why are you going to let the fact that they don't like it bother you? I mean, just because you like it doesn't mean they have to. And just because they don't doesn't mean you suddenly can't. I apologize for my breathiness. I've been having some trouble with shortness of breath here lately. I even have to take breathing treatments now. One of the many lovely things that has come along with me being pregnant. I don't know if anybody else has dealt with having to have breathing issues during it, but I also used to be a smoker, so that probably didn't help, especially since I had asthma. Thankfully, I've gone months without a cigarette now. I quit solely because I was, well, not solely, but mostly because I was pregnant. And I didn't want it to harm the baby. And now I'm really glad I don't smoke. Because with all the troubles I'm having with breathing, who knows how much worse it'd be. Plus the smell. Oh my god. I didn't realize how bad it stunk. It's like the most horrible thing I've ever fucking smelled. Maybe not the most horrible, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty freaking bad. Like, my fiance can go outside to smoke a cigarette because he won't smoke around me now, thankfully. Because he knows not to, basically. But the minute he walks in, it's like, whew, poof, there it is. It's just like, wow, that stinks. And the Royal ones, oh my god, they stink so much worse than the regular ones. I can't believe I used to smoke that shit. It's just, it's fucking bad. It's horrible. I'm kind of going off topic here. Well, technically I'm just random. But like I was saying earlier, why do we as a society let so many things bother us? Like, why? Okay, so one person is pro-life. One person is pro-choice. And then there's someone who kind of falls somewhere in the middle, which would be me. Because I can see where you would need to, even though I personally couldn't. And I can see why you shouldn't. But with that said, the person who's all for it and the person who's all against it shouldn't let what the other person says about it affect them, because their views are their own. And just because one person don't agree with you doesn't mean it's the end of the world. No one person thinks alike, man. So get the fuck over yourselves. Like, for real. Or like how the LGBT community, and this is going to offend some people, you kiss my ass, I don't really care, it's pretty much trying to take over the fucking world, it seems like. But you know, it's whatever. Whatever. I got my life, they got theirs. It's whatever. I know that sounded horrible, but it's just, it's kind of how I feel at the moment. Like, I watched a show called Once Upon a Time, okay? And like, it's about fairy tales, you know? A lot of that did Grimm's fairy tales. And a lot of fairy tales that we grew up with, there is not gay, lesbian, whatever relationships, okay? And yet, you have people of this LGBT community, maybe not all, but some, talking about pretty much demanding that there needs to be some kind of LGBT relationship in the show. When in reality, if you look at the fairy tales that we grew up with, there wasn't one. So, you know, I understand wanting maybe your own, Which is fine, come up with your own fairy tale. But don't go changing the ones we already have. You know? It's like, whatever. Make your own. And then they can incorporate it, because then it's one that already had it. But don't change the ones we have, because then you're taking away from us, which is what you complain about when you think we're taking away from you. So, it's like a hypocritical argument if you think about it. Well, anyway, they got a one. They got an LGBT thing in there, but whatever. Still watch the show, still love the show, so I don't care. It's whatever. It's just a point I was making. Although, I have to say, I will stop watching the show if they do that Princess Leia thing. It's not a fairy tale. It's Star Wars. Since when did Star Wars be considered a fairy tale to be put in a fairy tale like show? I'm sorry, but I think putting Star Wars crap in a show like Once Upon a Time would pretty much ruin it. Because then it's like, okay, we have these fairy tales, and then we have these other stories. Like, we can get away with a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing because it's somewhat of a fairy tale or whatever in a way. But then you start adding shit like Star Wars into it. It's like, why? Are you trying to ruin this really awesome show? Because it's what's gonna happen. At least in my opinion, it will. Oh, and then The Sims. Okay. People are going crazy over the new Sims update. Yes, I am a simmer. Not as hardcore as I used to be. It's died down a bit. I kind of go in spurts. I'll play for months on end, and then I won't play at all, and then I'll play for months on end, and then I won't play at all. It really just depends on my mood. But this new update, people are going crazy over it. Oh my god. Because now everything is gender neutral. See, yet another thing. They kind of took over. Well, you know, it's like, alright. You want to be a woman who kisses a woman? Good for you. I don't care. To each their own. Want to be a man who kisses a man? Whatever. To each their own. You want to play like that in your game of The Sims? Cool. It's your game. Do what you want. I mean, at least with this update, we can choose not to use it if we don't want to. So, you know, at least we have that option. For people like me who just don't really see the purpose of putting a man in a dress because, well, he's a man, but whatever, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't get it. Transgender people. Okay, you hate yourself so much. You feel you need to change yourself completely to the point of surgery. Don't you think maybe you should figure out what inside is making you feel that much hatred towards yourself before you make such a permanent decision? Because, I don't know, you might regret it, and if you do, you can't take it back, so maybe you should look more into it before really making that decision. You know, to each their own, I guess. I just don't get why people can't be happy with who they are, who they were born to be. It's like, whatever. Anyway, this podcast is getting kind of long. I'm not really sure how long these podcasts can last, or how long of ones you can upload in. I hope that wasn't a loud sound in your ear. If it was, I'm sorry. I'm kind of playing with my cord. I'm sort of fidgety. Even though I've gotten past the needing the nicotine part of smoking, even though I never really needed it, I just told myself I did. I still have the need to do something with my hands, so I'm always constantly doing something or eating something. But it's okay that I'm getting fat right now because I'm also pregnant, so, you know, I can use that as an excuse too. But yeah, anyway, that's all I can think of for right now. I'm sure I'll be back later with another podcast. Have a great day, and whether you agree with me, awesome. If you don't, also awesome. Like I said, everybody has their own opinion. And we should all just be grateful for how we think instead of worrying about what others think. Have a great day.